Part 5. Global Problem Solving. Chapter 12. Rethinking Foreign Policy. Every country will need to rethink its foreign policy strategy in the 21st century. None is yet equipped to put proper focus on global challenges around the environment, population, and global poverty. No government is properly organized to absorb the complex scientific information needed to make sound decisions. This chapter puts special emphasis on U.S. foreign policy because of the phenomenal gap that exists today between America's current role in the world and its potential role in helping to solve critical global problems vital to its own security and the broad global interest. The United States is on the wrong track in foreign policy and is thereby endangering itself and the world. The lessons extend beyond one country. Every nation will need to reassess its own international strategies along the lines discussed later. The foreign policy of President George W. Bush's administration has been particularly misguided, but the flaws go beyond this particular administration. American political leaders have lost perspective on the post-Cold War world and on the real challenges facing our crowded planet. Since the end of the Cold War, the United States has failed to play a leadership role in global poverty, environmental and climate policy, energy policy, and global population change. The Clinton administration stood by while the AIDS pandemic soared in Africa, and the Bush administration's actions have been too little, too late, and too ideological. American foreign policy in the Middle East has failed time and again, putting the United States and the world at risk. The Iraq War is a foreign policy disaster that rivals the Vietnam War in cost, human tragedy, and misdirection of human energies. Democrats and Republicans have agreed on the characterization of the United States as the world's colossus, the indispensable power, the new Rome, the 21st century empire, the sole superpower. These ideas seem so normal that they've hardly been debated. Americans have bitterly debated the future course of action in the Iraq War, but they have not analyzed deeply how we got into this mess. Every analyst who explains our debacle in Iraq as the result of tactical failings, not enough troops, not enough pre-war planning, too much corruption from American contractors, fails to understand the true risk facing the United States. Our problem is that government has been flying blind, unable to comprehend the new realities taking shape in the world. When we examine the nature of American policymaking, it's no surprise. Our government is simply not properly organized to absorb and process meaningful data from abroad. I will discuss 5 points that threaten American security. First, we greatly overinvest in military approaches. Though the great foreign policy challenges are political, economic, and environmental, and are unsolvable by military means. Second, we neglect the power of foreign assistance as a tool to promote global stability. Worse yet, we mock it. Third, we believe in our own press releases about our dominance, failing to understand the limits of American power in today's world. Fourth, we caricature our adversaries and reject dialogue and negotiation with them. We act as if negotiation is appeasement, despite the overwhelming evidence to the contrary. Fifth, our government is poorly organized to do better. Without antennae, we grope helplessly from one crisis to the next. We need to revamp fundamentally our foreign policy strategy and organization. We cannot achieve national security strictly through military outlays. Instead, we need international partnerships and goodwill, and greater stability in today's fragile and failing states. We need to use development assistance to promote global stability. Finally, we need to reorganize government so that the deeper challenges to our stability, extreme poverty, failed states, environmental threats, can be addressed with knowledge and capacity.